Welcome back to Facebook Monetization Strategies. And in this video, we do want to spend a little time and talk about one of the five things you want to be considering when you do your recurring membership. And we talked about the fact that one of the questions we have to answer is, will your subject matter support a membership inside of Facebook or any membership for that fact? And it's probably the most important thing to determine before you start a membership. And you want to decide on what audience you want to really attack. What market do you really want to go into, and will that market support the fact that you're asking people to pay monthly? You need to have some evidence that people are going to pay on a regular basis for information in a certain subject area, and that's not too hard to find. And you just need some basic information. And you know, when you think about this, you want to be as specific inside of the niche as you can. Being general about the niche is not going to help you. You really do have to determine how deep you're going to go inside of the niche. And that's what this little exercise is going to take you through, so that you can determine a membership where people are going to pay gladly in order to get the information that you're going to be delivering to them. And you want to first, and this is probably pretty important outside of the internet marketing niche, determine if there's already a magazine about the subject matter. Determine at what level in the niche that there's a magazine content. So in other words, you want to determine, and I use this as an example, not that this is a real situation, but if you think about this, there are probably a lot of people who are interested in being accountable in terms of weight loss. But weight loss is way too general if you think about that. You want to think about this in a different way. And so you want to think about the depth at which people are going to be willing to pay on a regular basis. Now, one of the places where we can determine that at that second level of depth is whether or not there's a magazine on it. Can you go to Amazon or magazines.com and determine that there is a magazine on that subject matter? Certainly there is weight loss all over the place, but what about that more specific or deeper second level of information? Going to magazines.com or onlinenewspapers.com will help you to determine, well, here are people who are paying and willing to get content on a regular basis. Now, you want to determine also, are there products and services on Amazon, on eBay, and even on ClickBank for the niche you're talking about? What level are the best-selling products? Are the best-selling products at weight loss? Or are the best-selling products, as we talked about, at a deeper level? Let's say that we were talking about weight loss and we wanted to start thinking about something even more specific, like the Atkins diet. Well, certainly there are books, there are products on Amazon or eBay or ClickBank on the Atkins diet, but we're talking about a membership where people are going to be willing to pay. And if we can, we might even want to go one level deeper, where we're talking about how can you do the Atkins diet on a budget. That might even be better, where people are going to be willing to pay, because people can get that general information. They're probably getting that general information in forums, but really delving deep into the topic area will help you to be able to determine whether or not your paid membership is really going to take root. Now, the other thing you want to determine is whether or not your niche is supported by Google and Google Trends. Now, what do we mean by that? We want to go into Google Trends, and we just want to get a sense for what the trend line looks like for our subject matter. And going into Google Trends will allow you to be able to do that and to really be able to see over a recent period of time what is really happening inside of your subject. Now, when we get inside of Google Trends, what we're going to do is we are going to then just kind of type in our subject matter here. And we see a popular term. We're going to go ahead and look at that, at the Atkins diet. And what you're going to find is Google Trends is going to give us some information about the trend line. It's going to talk about what kind of searches are being done for this subject matter in Google. And you can see that since, let's say, 2005, that the searches have been down. But we want to look at that in a little more context. So we try to come within the last 12 months to determine, you know, are we looking at something that people are just not interested in? And as you can see, the interest in search is pretty general. The other thing that we want to do is we want to go into areas and we want to start looking at related searches that Google will tell us. These are the searches that people are doing that may take us into that second and third level of depth. So we can tell here at the very least that this is a subject matter that's supported by Google Trends. We can look at this, something that people are actually searching for. It's not on the down, you know, it's not on the downward track. We can expect that people are going to be interested in this subject matter as they have been looking for information on it inside of Google. Of course, the more specific we can get our subject matter into that search bar in Google Trends, the better off we're going to be. Now, we talked about this before. We want to make sure that the niche is a pain point or a goal motivator. It really needs to be something strong that motivates people to take action enough to go and buy an information product, to come and get something. And if they're willing to buy an information product, they're willing to get in and have discussion with people, they're willing to do things that require them to be accountable, those are the kinds of things that work well inside of Facebook memberships and people where people can have discussion with others about what it is they're doing and what it is they're experiencing. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.